Are the government sneaking mind-controlling chemicals into our water?
Yes.
Are the beer factories sneaking water into our beer? These are some of the questions you can find the answers to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. I'm going to be your host for this week, Rory Powers, joined by my friend and professional paranormal investigator, Kit Greer.
Thank you for the emphasis on professional there.
Yeah, well, obviously we want to make sure that when people, you know, download this podcast, they're getting what's on the label.
That's right.
Which is the info by professionals. And speaking of labels, did you catch that little beer one at the start there?
Yeah, I did actually.
I got a sneaking suspicion that these quote-unquote beer factories are sneaking water.
So-called beer factories?
Sneaking water into my booze.
I think that's a real, like, old person one, isn't it? It's like, back in my day, beer used to be thick as treacle. Now beer...
That sounds horrible. It was a syrup you would inject.
You used to have to hold your nose, mostly. Sometimes lie upside down and pour it up your nose.
Sometimes heat it on a spoon. I don't think you're thinking about beer.
Tap your veins repeatedly to try and make one protrude. You take out a nice hypodermic needle full of Bud Light.
Yeah, they don't make meth like they do anymore. So you said meth, so you know it's meth, huh? Did you know I'm 26?
So you're not my grandfather.
Just a rat.
Never was. Never will be.
But I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Absolutely not.
All right, well, one thing we like to do on this podcast is get straight into the action.
That's right.
Right to the point.
Yes.
Digging right in there. So we're going to dive right in here. This week, we're going to be looking at another paranormal creature. A creature feared by the Japanese.
Oh.
It's not Godzilla.
Let's
nip that in the bud right off the bat.
They don't fear shit.
No, exactly.
Pretty fearless people.
So you know that this is going to be an authentic Japanese cryptid. This creature lives deep in the icy ocean waters of the vast unexplored wilderness of the Antarctic.
Interesting.
And its name?
Go on.
Well, let's find out.
So it doesn't live in Japan?
No.
Okay.
But the Japanese fear it.
Okay, I guess you can fear things that are
foreign. I should elaborate. I'm pretty sure everyone would fear this.
Okay. It's not like the monster is racist against Japanese people.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It might be. So, it's the 1960s in Japan. And during this time, the Japanese government sent, quote unquote, whale research vessels out into the ocean waters. To quote-unquote research whales. Let's be honest, they're out there with their quote-unquote research harpoons getting some blubber on the DL. That's right.
And the international community frowns upon it, and yet they just keep doing it. Have you ever thought about that? Like, isn't it weird? Like, if you had to list the most developed, like, most forward-thinking, most peaceful countries, Japan, Norway.
Yeah.
I can't think of anywhere else. But those two, they also love killing whales.
Which is weird.
What's
because
up with that?
I guess whale blubber has a lot of different uses.
I think you're a whaler.
Huh?
You're wearing a massive fur coat.
Look, I'm not saying it's wrong or it's right. All I'm saying is
I have stumbled
upon a large amount of whale blubber and I need to distribute it in some form.
Because by God, it's going out of date very fast.
Did you know you have to refrigerate whale blubber?
Turns out all that salt water actually keeps it pretty fresh.
Basically, I think that the whole whale research is a cover for them to go out and hunt whales.
Okay.
And so people don't get pissed off.
I think that's fair.
The ships would be out there for a long time. A long time. So sure, the possibility of some sort of cabin fever or sea madness could factor into this story.
Definitely.
But
uh-huh.
The workers on board the ship began reporting sightings of a creature that wasn't a fish or a human. It was some sort of horrible mix.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some sort of hybrid.
You could say so. But it gets even creepier,
That's what I'm saying, bro. They're boning those whales.
They're not boning the whales.
So you're telling me that whenever you watch Blue Planet 2 with Sir David Attenborough and
right.
you see a whale come up on screen, you don't get a
I don't
little...
go, how about I free this Willy?
That's what
How
I'm
about
saying.
This Moby Dick?
I don't know why I even started this joke. I don't like it.
Captain, I have a penis. How's that?
Sperm whales.
Nice, dude. That's a good one. One day, one of these whale research ships was out on the ocean. It was night, and the seas were choppy. One of the crew members on board leans over the side of the ship, seeing something out in the water on the horizon. It's big. It must be at least 20 to 30 meters in size. Whoa. That's big, right? So he automatically thinks it must be a submarine, either ours or, you know, a foreign submarine. So he orders for the ship to approach it. If it's a friendly sub, fine, no harm. They can just have a little chat, go on their way. If it's an enemy submarine, then these whale quote-unquote researchers have their quote-unquote research harpoons to defend themselves. But as they got closer to the vessel, they realize it doesn't look like a submarine. Parts of it are moving too sporadically.
Whoa, yeah.
As they approached, they realized this was no submarine at all. This thing was alive.
But not a whale.
Not a whale.
Okay.
Too many different parts moving for it to just be like a solid whale.
What is that? I'm so confused.
With research harpoons at the ready, the ship continued to approach.
Research harpoons. It's like, you can't put the word research in front of like a blunt force weapon. You can't say like research katana.
Look, I'm going to defend them, okay? You know what's the best way to research a creature? To kill it and look at its insides. Tear it apart. Sell the blubber. Sure. Sell its teeth.
Flip it for a fat profit.
Flip it for a fat prof. So you get more money to investigate or slaughter. What was it? Research the whales. I would love it if the twist was like they weren't even doing anything with the meat or the blubber. They just f***ing hate whales.
That's what
like,
I think.
Absolutely hate whales.
It kind of seems like that. Like whales are so lovable. Why do you want to kill one of them? I mean, I guess like you say, Ahab, he got pretty screwed over.
Did he? I mean, he was out there trying to kill the whale.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of what's the one where they get swallowed by a whale? They got pretty screwed over. Ahab didn't actually have an excuse.
He didn't. He just went whale hunting. You're thinking of Pinocchio.
Close enough.
You know how when Ahab would lie, his freaking nose would get so long?
Which one married the little mermaid?
The ship continued to approach, but before they could even get close, the creature sank down into the ocean.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So these sightings continued to spread, and the legend developed. Now, of course, the Japanese government deny any knowledge of it and say,
of course,
it's all malarkey.
Corporate fat cats sitting in their ivory towers.
Yeah, you know what that ivory's made out of? Whale teeth. Sitting in their blubber towers on their blubber thrones.
And they don't know what a real whale can do, okay?
I reckon, you know, as soon as it starts breaking out, boom, town meeting. You know, the whole room's filled with all these people freaking out. You got people coming back from sea, talking about the giant sea beast, being like, yes, they are Japanese. I'm not going to do a Japanese accent. I'm going to do
Please
a redneck
don't.
Accent.
Of course.
Yeah. What are you, the government, going to do to protect us against these seamen?
Everyone knows that these,
these
frank rumors, these lies that are being spread by you lowly whale slaughterers, murderers,
hey,
murdering scum.
Look, all I'm saying is, I'm out on that sea for 20, maybe 30, 40 days a month. You think I've got sea madness? You are telling me that me and my 12 seamen are wrong, that we didn't see shit? I think you've got government madness.
I suggest that you and your lowlife seamen stick to bringing back gorgeous whale blubber.
Well, they deny it, okay? They completely deny the whole thing. But despite all of the public fears that continue to rise, they continue to deny all of the rumors. It eventually gets to the point on November 2007, an issue of MU Magazine, a Japanese publication devoted to the study of paranormal phenomena, featured an article about the quote-unquote Antarctic humans.
Oh.
Hmm.
Antarctic humans.
So the article talked about the possibilities of such a creature living in the southern seas, even though the government had denied it. But also, fascinatingly, in the interview, they included a Google Earth screenshot of what they call a ninjen.
A ninja, okay. Does ninjen mean anything?
It actually means human in Japanese. It's not a human, definitely not just a human.
So I'm confused. Right. So 30 meters long.
Yes.
How is that a human?
It looks like a human.
It looks like a human.
Apparently, A Ninjin has pure white skin and almost human-shaped, with legs and arms, and weirdly, even a face.
Okay.
But unlike a human face, they only have two eyes and a giant slit for a mouth. I mean, that's pretty creepy, right? For a description of a
that is
essentially
creepy.
A 30-meter wide sea, pure white sea human.
It's very unusual. I mean, like, why would anything at sea even look like a human? It's, like, not a very ergonomic shape for the ocean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No fins.
Some people have described its back legs being more like fin-shaped. So almost like a mermaid.
Okay, kind of as if it had, like, those flippers that scuba divers
sort wear. Of like a whale's tail, you
yeah.
know?
Also,
and like tiny little whale arms.
Yeah, also like beady little whale eyes.
It had a human's asshole on its back. It ate krill like humans eat shrimp.
Charles Darwin sailing to the Galapagos Islands for the first time and spotting a blue whale. Oh my god, I never knew such creatures could exist. How fantastical. A flipper on its back. Giant teeth on its front. And a ginormous asshole on its head. Presumably for shitting out of.
So I have printed off for you right now the picture that they included in the article. The
about Google damn Earth, time.
You can look this up on Google Earth and see the image that they're talking about.
Okay.
You're about to see something that, for all purposes, does not make sense. It is a Ninjin. They exist, they are real, and here is the evidence.
I'm looking at, like, what appears to be a Nintendo 64 screenshot.
Unbelievable.
Of a forest.
Show some goddamn
or
decency.
Some shit.
The amount of times we actually have evidence on this show and you rip it to shreds.
I'm sorry. I should really show more deference here. I mean, it is a rare goddamn day in this office when we have some physical evidence. That's a sign of truth.
The truth.
Me
right
flapping
there.
In front of this microphone.
In the
okay?
spirit of truth, here is also an artist's rendition of what the beast looks
please.
Like.
Please. So I can't reconcile either of these images. It's like Slenderman if he was naked.
Yeah.
Slenderman taking a freaking bath.
Slender whale.
And he's got a kind of flipper. The actual Google Earth shot, I mean, Jesus Christ, that could be anything.
How
it's,
dare
it's
you?
It's just a white strip. So do we know how many sightings there have been?
Multiple. Enough to
so
make it indisputable. I will say that this isn't a lot like our other cryptid episodes. These monsters never really abducted anyone or destroyed any ships mm-hmm. or anything like that.
They're kind of friendly giants.
They're just these giant floating sea people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look horrible. They look terrifying as all hell. But so does a lot of fish that live in the bottom part of the ocean. Have you seen
that's
some
true.
Of the little monsters? I call them God's mistakes that live down there at the bottom of the sea. They're that's, scary as hell.
That's also what you call your cousins, though.
They are actual monsters.
They really are monsters.
Like, just, it'll be a normal fish, but with an extra jawbone that just is a bone that sticks out of its face with
yeah.
razor teeth on it.
Yeah.
Or those ones that have a nice glowing light to attract fish so they can just eat them because
yeah.
the fish is horrible.
Yeah.
Insane.
It really is like, yeah, stuff out of a horror movie. It's like incredibly bizarre.
I know like international waters is international waters, but for fish, the dark is international waters. Anything goes.
Do you think like here on land, humans get kind of pissy with each other sometimes because, you know, people like racists want to insist that there's differences between people. And it's like, you know, I don't like him because he doesn't look like me. But
yeah.
it's like, oh my God, like we're all the exact same species. We're all exactly identical. Yes, maybe we sometimes have different colors of skin and stuff. Do you think fish are like real racist against like deep water fish or something or like vice versa? But like, it must be horrifying. If you're like a chill little cod or like
yeah.
salmon and then one of these like angler fish with the light bulb and the giant teeth comes up. I mean...
Yeah, you'd that's be like, don't
alien.
Look him in the eyes, Billy. Just keep swimming. Just keep
like,
swimming.
That's an alien to them. That's insane.
I'm so sorry, sir. Just throw him some of your change and keep swimming. I thought you were going to go the other way.
Homeless fish of the ocean.
I thought you were going to say, like, or have the deep water fish evolved beyond us? Because think about it. It's so dark down there that you can't see anything. You can't see shit. So they've evolved beyond physical looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To just become monstrosities.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Like, if you think the only reason we look semi-respectable is because we gotta have sex to reproduce.
Yeah.
Those fishies don't give a shit.
They're swimming around with their nuts out, trying to bang any hole they can find. That's probably why they got that glowing light. It's just a sex beacon in the dark.
Like, if you move to a desert island tomorrow,
yeah,
are you gonna like shave? Are you gonna like wash? Are you
hell
gonna
no.
like care about your appearance in any way, knowing that no human is ever gonna see you ever again?
Absolutely not.
And that is those little fishies' entire lifetime.
Exactly.
No one's ever gonna see them. Lights are off forever.
Lights are off. Just a big old orgy down there. It's a fish orgy.
Lights are off. Incense is on. Red wine is flowing.
Oysters, they're an aphrodisiac. That's making shit worse. Just imagining like a BBC documentary where they've like created a craft with enough structural integrity to be able to withstand the pressure of the deep, deep depths of the ocean. You know, David Attenborough's doing the voiceover. Using this craft, we can finally go down to the depths of the ocean to see the wonders that have eluded us for all of these hundreds of thousands of years. Turn on the floodlights. It's just hundreds of fish banging
just
each other.
There's just like really camp German techno inexplicably coming from somewhere.
Because I don't really know how fish have sex.
Mm.
That is a mystery to me.
I actually watched this. Have you been watching Blue Planet? So glad I mentioned Blue Planet
yeah,
right there.
Really
yeah,
glad you
okay.
did. Do you know? You know how they have sex?
Well, I watched how one type of fish has sex.
Right.
It's really weird. They basically. I mean,
what's more paranormal than this?
I mean, paranormal means not normal.
Yeah.
This is not normal. It's a bit like real life. They're kind of like, all right, let's hook up. Let's do this thing. Except instead of, like, I don't know, going back to one of their houses and having drunken, regret-filled sex, basically the male swims up directly straight up in the air and does a little, like, whoosh, like, flicks its tail around and just jizzes just in the water, just everywhere.
Good God.
The female is like, now's the time, and then goes up and does the same kind of thing, and she like just and just releases eggs, I guess. And
oh.
then they just kind of in the air just like mix and fertilize, and then the ocean current just blows them away. And then of course sharks know this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
And they are just waiting, and as soon as they have jizzed everywhere, they just snap them up instantly.
The eggs or the fish?
The fish.
Jesus. What a way to go. I mean, that sounds perfect. That's how I want to go.
Just
backflipping, jizzing,
jizzing
and then
into the open
shark.
Ocean and eaten by a shark.
He died how he lived, unsuccessfully trying to spread his seed. Getting back to the Ningen. A little tangent
because
there.
Because we have stuff to clear up here.
Yeah. Okay. Getting back to the Ningen and these horrible floating giant white sea people. We don't really know what they are. Or what they want, but the popular site Fandom has a few theories about explanations as what they could be or how they even exist.
God bless the peer-reviewed research site known as Fandom.
Fandom. Yeah, we get a lot of our information from Fandom, really. I thought we could discuss some of these possible explanations.
Okay.
I haven't looked through them yet, so I thought we could do it together.
Of course, yeah, let's do it.
Because, you know, it's one thing to, you know, talk about these paranormal creatures and these paranormal stories, but one thing we always want to do is come from the other side as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, examine ourselves as much as we examine these creatures. You know, we can't just go say everything's real. That wouldn't be professional. And
it's
we
true.
Are professionals.
It's true.
So let's look into the possible explanations as well. Number one, it could be an albino whale. Apparently these things exist. Explanation number two, an unknown species of giant aquatic non-human ape.
Do you know about aquatic ape theory?
No, is that a thing?
Yeah. It basically posits that human beings are evolved from aquatic apes.
Right, right. So we didn't like crawl out as lizards and grow to become humans.
Yeah. So I guess the idea is that pretty much evolution happened as we think it did. But
right.
at some point, so much of the world was covered by ocean that there were apes that could swim, and that's what we have evolved from. The evidence for that seems to be that basically...
Have you ever heard of a sea monkey? There's your evidence.
You look at that thing and you say that's not your goddamn great-grandfather.
Get a little pack of sea monkeys, pour them in. You know, you have a couple weeks where they're like growing. Oh, then you come back, some little tadpoles. You like go away on holiday and come back after 3 weeks. Little babies floating. You're like, is this right? Is this supposed to happen? You're going to bed one night. Papa!
You read the box. It's like, if shit gets too real,
smash them.
Empty the tank outside. It is kind of interesting because, so far as I understand, basically no other primates can swim properly. I think if you basically throw a gorilla in the sea, it would just drown.
Really?
I think a lot of monkeys are like that.
Number three, the possible explanation. It could be a new species of giant manta ray.
Ooh, manta rays get pretty big.
They get big, and also that might explain a bit more of the human shape.
And they kind of have a face, don't they?
Yeah, they've got like the face with the slit mouth, longer, like almost like arms instead of fins, and that like mermaid-y tail.
Interesting.
It works. As we said, like fish get pretty weird.
Yeah.
And we know about like giant squids and things and colossal squids. And, you know,
giant
there's a lot
squids
of weird
go
stuff.
All the way back through history.
Exactly. So you don't know. Maybe you haven't seen some of this stuff. Number four, getting a little weirder, an aquatic sloth of some kind.
Okay. Yep.
You know, judging from the artist's renditions.
That's true.
But how does it, like, sloths aren't quick.
No.
Like, I was at the London Zoo the other day and there was a sloth.
Really?
But they put the sloth in an open enclosure.
They
gave a sloth crack cocaine.
They really jacked that sucker up. Brings in all the tourists.
They're doing like experiments, being like, so this is the average speed of a sloth. But now, if we give him some crack cocaine, he OD'd. We killed the sloth.
But if you imagine he hadn't overdosed, he would at this point be running around having a lovely time.
How are you able to run this zoo? Now look what happens if we give a cheetah weed. The cheetah died.
Anyway, ma'am, if I could take a participant from the audience. Now, what happens whenever we give a small child a diazepam?
Is this your kid? He's a lovely kid. How fast is he on a daily basis? Stop trying to experiment on people. Just some weird, like, Sid from Toy Story type kid. Being like, here's a snake. What would a snake look like if we gave him legs? Like, what does that even mean?
A scientist wearing Sid's black t-shirt with the skull
with
on
skull
it.
Skull on it! Like, how have you managed to get control of a zoo and all of these animals?
He's like,
welcome to Sid Zoo.
He's like, well, actually, UCL has tenured me, so they can't fire me. I can pretty much do whatever the fuck I want.
More explanations for what this creature could
go on.
Be. Again, getting weirder. Number five, an unknown alien species.
I mean, I guess if we're really gonna go crazy, it could be anything.
What if it's a creature, giant creature like a sloth that moves very slowly? The drop ship was going to try and get it to land at New York, but they forgot about the gravitational pull, and this sucker dropped into the ocean. And it's so heavy and slow, it's been trying to get out of the ocean for thousands of years.
I mean, it's possible.
It could work. We got two more to go through. It could be a demon.
I'm sorry, what scientists have proposed this list of possible explanations?
So far we've got, it's getting further away from what it could be. Whale, ape, manta ray, sloth, alien, demon. And you're going to love this one, I bet.
Okay.
Number seven, iceberg.
That's what I'm saying. I like the way they went to demon.
Before iceberg.
When
was the last time you saw an iceberg with arms and legs and a little face?
Someone might have
carved it. It wasn't a goddamn snowman.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Kit, when we bottle up our emotions, it can start to affect us negatively. Sometimes it's important that we get stuff off our chest.
Tell me about it. I found a UFO in the forest, and now this thing is attached to my chest.
Jesus, that's an alien. Mm-hmm. All right, I was speaking metaphorically about dealing with emotions and talking about our feelings by using services like BetterHelp.
I don't need to talk about my feelings. This thing can read my mind.
Therapy can be a great way to set boundaries and become the best version of yourself. With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed therapist that suits your needs. It's online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You're saying they can get things off my chest, like Zonktar here?
Don't give it a name.
Maybe me and Zonktar can sign up for BetterHelp together.
Give it a shot, and whatever it is, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ParanormalLife today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ParanormalLife. Now, I don't want to get into it too much, but in one of our previous episodes, we did mention the ancient aliens living inside of the hollow earth.
How are you tying these together?
And how inside the hollow earth, there's creatures in there that have been extinct for thousands of years. There's dinosaurs
okay.
in that shit. What if one of these little beasts, these little dinosaurs, has swum out?
I mean, it's not a dinosaur.
It's a hypothesis. It's certainly not an iceberg.
It's never existed. So it's kind of hard for it to have existed inside the hollow earth.
Like a fish, I'm just shooting my load into the universe.
Seeing what sticks.
Seeing what's out there. You can either pick it up, you can either flip into it yourself, or you can swim away.
This is you giving a graduation speech in 10 years. You know, your degree isn't so much the ticket to a job, but it's more the license to shoot your load into the open ocean and see what sticks.
Some people say every day in life is a gift. I say it's more like fish semen spewing into the ocean waters. This is the last time we get a paranormal investigator to give a graduation speech.
And yes, shortly after blowing your load, you may be eaten by a shark, but do not be discouraged, for your load will go on to fertilize many eggs.
Teach you a life lesson, kids. And that's that jizzing sometimes comes at a price. I've been Roy Powers. Thank you. Good night.
You're arrested immediately. Police escort you. They're waiting at the bottom of the stage. You address the first one by name. Hi, Keith.
Keith the shark, everybody. Yeah, coming to bite me down. You can't stop this
Look
school of
cry.
Fish, Keith.
That's all my semen.
That's my jizz, Keith. You can't stop all those eggs. And finally, the final point I want to make. It's worth mentioning that there are even rumors of, guess what? Men in black like agents warning witnesses to remain silent about the creatures they
really
have apparently encountered.
So we're talking like Japanese government men in black. I've never even heard that before.
Yeah. You know, I haven't looked into much. We will do a men in black episode. I know it's just that's a lot of work to get onto. But it's cool to know that, you know, the men in black as an organization are, you know, there's no territories. They're boundless.
Is that cool?
I know.
It's kind of terrifying.
Scary as shit. There's a lot of faked imagery of ninjas
okay.
out in the ocean. But it's so obviously faked and terrible that a lot of people believe it's actually been created by the Japanese government to throw onto the internet and across the world to establish the entire story as a hoax.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's like
okay.
they've created their own terrible photoshops.
But what's their interest in the ninja not being... What are they covering up?
Are they covering up the fact that they know that these creatures exist and admitting that they do might interfere with the quote-unquote whale research they've been doing out on the ocean?
They don't want people to know that there's an endangered species of aquatic demon.
Exactly! I think that's about all the evidence that I can bring to the table right now of the story of the ninjin, the horrible Japanese albino sea beasts. Kit, what are you feeling? What are you thinking about this?
This is an outlandish tale. So I appreciate that you've taken to the table some photographic and artist rendition evidence.
Right. Thank you.
It's garbage, I would say. I would start by saying that. I mean, the Google image, that could literally be fish jizz for all we know.
Look, don't come crying to me when the goddamn ninjin learn how to walk. All right? You're safe now because you're on land. Soon as these motherfuckers grow legs, mm-hmm. we are doomed, people.
They already have doomed. Legs and they've got flippers and legs. They are both aquatic and amphibious. And they still can't do shit.
They're trying to tame the fish. They've got preoccupied with the fish. But once the fish get their shit together, that whole ocean army is going to rise up.
They're very much like Jon Snow trying to wrangle together the wildlings or whatever the f*** they're called and get them across the wall.
Yeah, and exactly. What's wilder than little goddamn demon sex fish? Yes, they take a long time to tame. Yes, they're used to working independently. Yes, it's dark down there. They can't see shit. They don't even know what a ninjin is. They can't see it.
I didn't want to say it. Sailors are notorious for being drunkards. How much more does one drink whenever they're trying to fell a goddamn whale? I'm just wondering, are these guys who have witnessed them, it is only whalers who've seen them. These guys... are drunkards.
Sake.
They're goddamn, they don't even have, like, these people are so crazy, they're willing to go to sea for like 8 months of the year into the Antarctic to kill whales. I think these guys are crazy.
Fun fact, did you know the common cold kills 500,000 people a day?
I think you're trying to throw me off the scent of the topic of this podcast, and I would like to reiterate that the ninjin are very much not real to me.
Gonorrhea, millions a year.
Thank you for tuning in for more facts.
More facts about how you can keep warm and healthy this winter.
Where do you come down on this one?
I get the sense you're coming down on a big old no.
I mean, I've already said it. You're just trying to prolong the inevitable.
I'm getting a hint of negativity from what you're throwing out there.
Yeah, no. I really can't say it more than enough.
Right. I think it's bullcrap as well. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's like any of the sources I could trace back are like modern day accounts of people from long ago encountering ninjin.
Mm-hmm.
So the most likely thing is it's mostly a fabricated story
mm-hmm.
that's said that people have seen these creatures. I don't doubt that there's some weird, horrible sea creatures out there that we haven't seen yet. I think it was actually either 2012 or 2004, maybe 2012, where we just filmed a colossal squid, certain breed of them, for the first time.
Yeah, there was some sort of giant squid.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. We'd never seen one before in human history. That's not a ninjin, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is some creepy stuff down there at the bottom of the ocean. Do I think that there's a giant albino sea human? No. I think it's a no from me, unfortunately, as well.
I think that's a double no.
Yeah, unfortunately, but it's a fun one to tackle. It's a fun one to look at. If you're interested in seeing pictures of the legendary ninjin, including that Google Maps image, you can check it out on the This Paranormal Life Patreon. For as little as $2, you can get access to all of our episode research notes that we post every week. And $5 even gets you a bonus episode. There's no sweeter deal than that. Actually, that's what we were going to do right now. We thought it would be a good idea for you guys who aren't members of Patreon to get an idea of what those bonus episodes are like. So please enjoy this bonus preview of the This Paranormal Life bonus episode.
It feels like the goal of most of these hauntings is to scare you. Get rid of the cats. You're not scared of shit. You just keep watching your TV show. Your ghost detector's going off. Beep, 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 beep. Turn it off.
Smash it.
Throw it out the window. No more ghosts.
Have you ever thought of offering David a beer? I'm just floating that out there.
Do you think he just wants to hang?
I think he might just want to hang.
And he is a child. I mean, that's illegal.
Right. Well, he's a ghost child, so he's been alive for thousands of years.
Can you still be a minor if you're a ghost?
Yes. If I gave Casper a line of crack,
how long do I go to jail for?
Can I still fry for that? I don't know a lot about the lore of Casper, but am I right to believe he was a little posh bitch who died?
Yeah, that seems, because he lived in a mansion, wasn't
right?
that
Right, he's a little ghost boy.
Yeah.
So if Casper comes to me in the middle of the night, yes, I'm aware that he is the friendly ghost. Uh-huh. And yes, that will be his demise. Uh-huh. That will be his downfall.
Yeah.
That's his mistake, was being the friendly ghost.
You can headlock a ghost, right?
Can you Indian burn a little ghost boy?
Can you reverse armbar a Casper?
Casper shows up looking for friendship, and I suplex him into a friggin' Ghostbusters trap.
You go right through him and you suplex your own head.
Break my neck. Now I'm a ghost like Casper. Shit. That
was your plan, wasn't it? Have to be friends with this nerd. Casper, can you teach me shit about being a ghost?
How do I be friendly? I only know how to suplex.
I can't even do that right.
Yeah, Casper's like, you're shit at suplexing, and that's your only thing? I've haunted you for years. I've never seen you once successfully suplex a man.
It's like those guys in fight videos online that like try to roundhouse kick someone, and they've obviously never connected a roundhouse kick in their life.
You know, in their head, they're going to be like, this is going to be the one. It's going to look so good. So I hope you enjoyed that little preview of just one of the many bonus episodes you can get by subscribing to the This Paranormal Life Patreon. And on that note, it's time to give some special shout outs to some of the people who have pledged so far. So thank you very much to Tom Harrison, Gordon Scott, good solid name there, Liam Short. I liked Liam Tall better, but Liam Short's all right. Ellie Bertram? Ellie Bertram. Jack Gillard. Thank you, Jack. Aaron Poplitan. But I'm going to pronounce it Poplitan. Rhea or Raya. She has no second name. She's okay. Like Sia or Beyonce.
Or indeed, or Rory.
Or Trump. Laura Fitzgerald. That's a sweet name. Kim Swanpuncher Walsh. Rob Smart. He's smart enough to subscribe to This Paranormal Life Patreon. Peter Griffin, who is stupid enough to subscribe to This Paranormal Life Patreon.
Everyone's unsubscribing after these shoutouts.
Teabag whose real name looks like Robbie J. Harnett. So thanks, Robbie J. Harnett. John Stevens. Solid name as well. That's a good one. That's a soldier's name if I ever heard one. Get behind the barrier,
God
John
bless our
Stevens.
Troops. Two first names? First name for a last name? Tough dudes.
Doesn't play by the
names
rules.
Like that.
Sneaker Wave, which looks like C. Blumgart is your real name. Melissa Louise, who I actually know from being internet pals.
Oh, interesting.
And
thanks,
finally,
Melissa.
Art Thomas, who I think I also know, and I like his name because it sounds like Artemis, but it's actually Art Thomas.
Oh, that's kind of dope. Art's an amazing first name.
Art Thomas. Carrie Strong. She's one badass girl. She's strong as hell. I saw her punch a swan once, unlike a swan puncher.
Who's actually a swan conservationist. It's actually really
ironically. James Woolcott. He's wool. He's cotton. He's James.
I mean, that's like, it's, that name is like all, it's like
the softest name.
Very
in the
soft.
World. Yeah, I want to wear
Woolcott.
You, James. Not in a weird way, but James is all right if I just, you know, take your skin, wrap myself around in it. Not in a weird way or anything. Our personal favorite, Marco Lombardi.
Oh,
that's
Mr.
right.
Mr. Marco. Are you
He's
kidding
actually
me?
A real person that wrote into this podcast.
Thank you so much, Marco.
Thank you, Marco. Heffin Johnson. I've never heard that name before in my life. Heffin. So congrats, you're original. Unlike Tim Dome. Thank you, Tim Dome. Next up is Matt Adicott. Thank you to Matt. Carrie Holmer. Thank you, Carrie Holmer. James Dean.
Really?
Yeah. The one and only James Dean. Lori Carlaw. She has a car and does not abide by the law. And finally, Timmy Nolan. No relation to Christopher Nolan. To much my disappointment, I DM'd him to ask what your Christopher's next movie was going
to
be.
I'm actually trying to break into the movie industry. Turns out Timmy is no more than 8 years old, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a bit of a downer. Thank you to all those people who have subscribed to the Patreon. We really appreciate all of your support. I hope you're enjoying all the bonus episodes and, you know, show notes and t-shirts, the rad t-shirts that are currently being sent out to all of you lovely people. So that's it for this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a brand new paranormal story. Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.